Hey everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Orange County, season 18, episode 11. So, as always, we're going to run through this scene by scene and kind of give you our highlights and what we think about it. Let's go. We start off this episode seeing Gina stealing some fruit off of a neighbor's tree, like a true Italian. And I'm going to give the floor over to Not So Nice because she might have something to say about this. At least I've
I thought that was cute. I would, like, why not? I mean, they're not going to call you for a couple of lemons, right? And it's just for your neighbor. You're going to your neighbor. I know that, it's not just anybody, whatever, right? But I thought that was funny.
Do you have any experience as an Italian doing this?
Well, when I was a kid, yeah, now that you ask it like that, when I was a kid, back in those days, I mean, you played in the streets, you came home when the lights turned on. That's, you didn't have to be called, or you heard a whistle at a certain point, meant you had to go home. You recognized your whistle. But one of the things I remember as a kid, and this might not be very nice, is we used to go garden raiding. And so we would go and steal veggies from other gardens or trees, bring, yeah, it was just, it was, we, there was also a donut factory near us. So as kids, we would just go grab donuts, eat them. Yeah, very not, maybe not so nice, but.
The reason why I thought maybe Not So Nice had a few things to say this about this is because her mom and her mom's friends, they all their rule is if the tree is hanging over the
For your
fence,
fence.
it's on the
It's
sidewalk,
up for
it's
grabs.
a game. And
It's public property.
whenever I'm at Not So Nice's house and her mom's house, I always see little old ladies walking by. They're always Italian and they've got a beautiful fig tree outside and they kind of look at it and then they look around. Is anyone watching? Try to
And
grab a
steal a
couple.
fig.
And
Lord
so
forbid my mom sees that.
I've seen it a few times. And then I've seen her mom come home sometimes with like a bag full of like some. Oh, did you go grocery
Yeah, she used to
shopping?
take a stick at one point,
No.
at one point she used to take a little stick as she got older, right? To help pull it down a little bit once it was over that fence, and just pick a couple different like little things, right? So yeah,
I
but
love
people have
it.
done that. People have done that to ours too, like where they've taken
Oh,
the
I
figs
see it
off the
all the
front,
time.
right? And yeah, so yeah, it's kind of
It's
funny.
a community thing, but
Yeah.
I always thought it was an old school Italian thing, but then seeing Gina do it, and then I know she's Italian from New
Yeah.
York. It's like, oh my gosh, I cracked up when I saw that. I'm like, oh my God, Not So Nice. I love this. Spice, what about you? Do Serbians do this?
Oh yeah, we're right in there. We take from gardens, and it's not even night. It's not even about hanging over the fence. If you can reach it, it's yours. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Go
Love
for it.
it. So funny. And Gina, she's
Hey, I got
over.
one that's even better. Okay, this one's a classic. Okay, when I was a kid, my parents, my dad used to grow a few veggies and stuff. And at one point, my uncle, my mom's brother, may he rest in peace, he was living with us, and he used to always pull pranks. Like, I mean, I can't even tell you all the different kinds of pranks. Like, he would love to pull pranks on us. And one time he, the peas, the green peas, the fresh peas.
Yeah.
So what he did is he split them hanging on the fucking plant, and he removed all the peas. So when we went to get the peas, they were all fucking empty shells. It was hilarious. And my dad would be yelling, "That fucking of yours," to my mom, right? Because it was her little brother who was doing that, right? But I mean, he used to also, when he was older and married, come with his kids to our house, because you progress with time. So he would pull his car, he would back his car up and like trunk towards our garage, right? And he, with his beautiful kids, would come in the house And he would keep us busy getting us arguing, saying that one person said this, another person wants that. Get us all like arguing to not notice the stealth mission going on in the garage, taking the wine, the oil, the sausages, anything they could load up. When they were done, they would come in the house, they would look at their dad and they'd say, "We're ready to go if you want to go." The car was loaded, right? And then they would leave. But it was hilarious, like just fabulous memories, I have to say, about shit like that.
He grew up and got some minions to do his
yeah, it was so funny.
That's funny. And so Gina was actually headed over to Shannon's house. And I thought the very first comment she made when she arrived to the house was really funny. She goes, "Yeah, now I get dressed every day for work."
Yeah.
In like her sweatpants or anything like that.
Yeah.
And they kind of chit-chat a little bit about the Dos Amigas. Gina fills her in a little bit about the rest of the trip and, you know, that little bit of drama that goes on between her, Katie, and Heather. And they kind of gloss through that pretty quickly. And very quickly, we go on to the scene of Emily, Katie, and Jen grabbing coffee together.
Mm-hmm.
Jen foots the bill. Uh-huh. And for
and
one,
Emily, yeah.
Go ahead.
And Emily jabs her in the heart.
Like,
fuck me. Let her pay it and be like, thank
and
you,
just,
you know?
Or,
like,
you
don't
just,
have to
don't
fucking
anything.
Cut her up. You don't have
don't
to
say
fucking
anything.
Cut her up. Like, oh, she can't pay her fucking rent. But I mean, at least let's let her pay for the coffee. Like, what the fuck is
let
that?
It over now. Like, get over it. You know,
stop
that's a really
repeating it. Stop repeating it because you sound like an idiot, right?
And you know,
like, leave her alone. It's not your business to speak about her finances like that, right?
Yeah, no, it's a bit much. And we've been saying that for a while. Like, get over it. They talk a little bit about their kids, kind of like small talk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jen's having some issues with one of her sons, and we'll go into that in a little bit more detail later on in the episode. And then she explains she's going to have a party over at Ryan's place, which is now, you know, her place too.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the big main points that happen in both these conversations, so the one between Emily, Katie, and Jen, and the one between Gina and Shannon, we get a little bit of an update and some more insight as to what's going on in that lawsuit between John and Shannon.
Yeah.
We hear some news about Shannon and John's lawsuit. They basically, like, Shannon spoke to her lawyers, but they explained John and Alexis, they want to keep the videos of Shannon for blackmail purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming out of Shannon's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And basically she said some exact wording that the lawyer kind of went and like fought for her a little bit. And they basically, in case Shannon goes off the rails, they want to have that on their side.
They're all off the rails.
They're all off the rails. Like, come on now. Yeah, exactly. Emily says a little bit of a piece, and it's actually something that we said a few episodes ago, and I think it was Spike gave this particular word, extortion. And actually, even Emily said it feels a little bit like extortion, and
totally
kind of gives a
totally
prediction.
Yeah,
this is probably going to turn against Sean's favor. And she gives a definition. She does it beautifully. She's a lawyer, of course, but I Googled one as well. So this is from Google, from Oxford Languages. Extortion is the practice of obtaining something, especially money, through force or threat. So I'm going to release this law, this video, unless you give me X, Y, or I want you to do this, otherwise I'm going to release these videos.
Yeah.
So based on that definition, and even Emily is saying it kind of seems like that, I have to agree, from this definition, it feels extortion-y in Emily.
Yeah, well, they just keep painting it over.
I personally don't think it kind of. I think it definitely 100% is that. Like, and I mean, it's been, like, surprisingly, right there on TV. Like, I mean, it's nothing but that. Like, you're threatening for money, you're asking for money, and you're in the background chirping that you've got shit that you're gonna release. So it's not kind of, it's 100%. I think we all already knew and said that. And I mean, I don't think there's anybody out there who didn't think that, right? Like, it's just crazy that they would allow that even on the show.
I'm really surprised that he didn't just accept the money,
And shut the fuck up. Yeah.
sign the non-disparagement clause, because if this goes in front of a judge, judge in their right mind would be like,
100%.
"What are you doing?"
they go, "What are you doing? You're not going to get a dollar. You should pay for attorney fees because you're extortioning this woman." And on TV too, it's not like it's in
It's all
private.
dot. Yeah, it's no, it's all right there.
It's in
All the
the, but
proof is
it's in the
there.
public. It's even worse to her credibility. The fact that it's like nationwide, worldwide, right? Like that's the whole thing, is you're affecting this person and you're affecting their livelihood and their
Everything.
reputation, right? Like, so like that's what you're doing.
It'll be interesting too, because if it does go to court, Shannon is going to have to pull up all the receipts of everything she paid for during the relationship. And I'm sure it's going to be a lot of money, even though he paid for stuff too. I think the judge who this gets brought to is going to be like, "Oh my God, oh, this is ridiculous."
Do you know what? I always go back to my favorite person in law, and that's Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah.
Because when she gets cases like this, she just dismisses them. Because the thing is you live together, and and it makes sense. The thought is that you're going to carry on your lives together. So your whatever you spend and you spend on that person is for the like is working towards the betterment of your relationship. And if that relationship breaks, well, you too bad, you fucked up, right? Like that's her kind of rules. So that's what she rules.
You paid for her
So
to get a beautiful new face. You wanted to look at that face for the rest of your life. Now you broke it off. Boo hoo.
So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, the Judge Judy should be the judge for this one.
Yeah, she
They
should.
should televise
She'll
it.
fucking put him in his fucking place. And Alexis too, she'll just tell her straight up, shut the fuck up.
She'll tell her, "Run.
She's such
Your future, Alexis."
She is so like, I don't know, like you saw the episode. I mean,
We'll
like,
get to her.
I have
Oh,
no words for
don't
her.
worry. We'll get to her. And then the other main point at this kind of scene, and going back to the coffee shop, Emily explains to the other women, she was pretty hurt at the fashion show, and for a couple of different reasons. And she's kind of asking everyone's advice. She's like, "Am I justified in feeling this way?" And Katie actually does give her some good advice. She's like, "Yeah, absolutely. These are your feelings, and you're entitled to feel the way that you feel." Which I agree.
Yeah, she's entitled to feel the way she feels. I get it. But I don't
But
think that, sorry. I don't think that she should be that upset with Heather about that. Like, I get it. Like, I get it. Like, the how
you
she
know what?
feels.
Hang on to that conversation. Let's wait till we talk about Heather and then that scene,
Okay,
and then
yeah.
we'll talk about that, because I think we'll have some different opinions, but it'll be interesting.
We will get to that. But the other thing is, somehow or another, she mentions she got a testosterone implant in her
Implant, yeah.
gum. What is that for? Do you
I
guys know?
don't know.
I have
I have
no
no
idea.
fucking idea. Isn't
I didn't
that part
know if that's for like
like I don't
weight
want to
loss,
sound
if
like a total
for
idiot, but isn't that like a male more male
it's a male
hormone?
hormone. Yeah. Women have it in their bodies naturally too.
Sorry if I sound stupid on that
No, it's okay because that's
Whatever.
why I brought it up, because I was hoping maybe one of you would know what the testosterone implant is
No.
for. It's like a
No,
little
because you
pouch.
think we're men.
And I can't imagine what, I can't imagine why she would want any of that, because she's already got enough seems testosterone, like, and so do I guess, in some ways, the way I talk or the way I sometimes,
I'm
I don't
pretty
know,
sure
like.
testosterone makes you like a huge dick, like.
So I pulled up Mr. Google, and what I found is that women undergoing testosterone like shots or replacement, they were able to they are able to find success in reducing fatigue, depression syndromes, or symptoms, syndromes, oh my God, depression symptoms, as well as increasing sex drive and improving mood. That's what it's for.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. I should get one in.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe I could use a hit too.
Wait a second. See, you know what? These shows, they're entertaining and they're informative. This is
For
so fun.
sure. Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna be the next one to get one.
You take one for the team, sugar.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on, next scene, we see Heather getting ready for star-studded GLAAD Awards. And I guess this is an organization she's been a part of for a long time, even before her first kid came out in the community. And I thought it was really nice, you know, Terry came to support her. And it was nice to see, you know, they're ready for their kids to kind of grow up, go to college, all that kind of stuff, and kind of send them out into a world that's more accepting of them in that community. And what I really like to see is they're actually doing everything they can or what they can to make the world more accepting of them. Terry does kind of share a little bit of his concern that the kids, because they're so accepted at home and in their, you know, probably their friend groups too, and all
Their
that.
bubble.
In their bubble, exactly, but they might not even realize that there's pretty serious struggles that a lot of people
Yeah.
face in the community.
Yeah.
And it's nice that, you know, he does actually kind of voice that. Again, it was even like last episode, I kind of mentioned this as well, you know, that they are, you know, aware, even though, you know, they're so privileged, they're aware that not everyone has that.
Yeah, for sure.
My favorite part of this was she presented the award with Meredith from Salt Lake City. You guys catch
Yeah.
that?
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't like
Yeah.
Meredith's outfit at all.
You know what? I liked it because
Did
she
you? No, I
always
didn't.
dresses a little bit more conservative, and I thought it was quite flattering.
I
I thought.
just didn't think it looked as good as, yeah, no, I didn't like it that much, to be
Well,
honest.
of course, she didn't look as good as Heather because Heather is fabulous. You know, if I stood beside Heather, I would look like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Maybe because next to Heather, it just didn't. I don't know. I just didn't like the way it looked.
I liked they both had kind of similar hairstyles, and it really flat was flattering for Meredith. I never saw Meredith with that hairstyle, that like kind of one side tucks behind the ear. And the old Hollywood kind of glam. She looked beautiful. I loved her hairstyle. Meredith looked great, I thought.
I did too.
Thank you,
I just
Spike.
disagree with the outfit, but that's
You
just
know what?
me.
To be
So,
honest, I can't remember the outfit. I just thought
yeah,
the
I
face
just
was.
I thought it was like a purpley color. Was it a purpley color?
It was like
And
purpley, and I thought it was a little
I thought it
bit.
was like velvet
It was very muted. I thought it was silk or satin,
or
maybe.
something. I just didn't like. I don't know. I just didn't like the way. Yeah, I just
And it
didn't
was
like it.
very
Like, I've seen her
conservative.
in stuff that it's like, wow, that's a cute outfit, and that definitely looks really good on her. But it was just something that, to me, it wasn't as flattering as some of the outfits I've seen her in. And she has had some nice outfits, right?
She has great outfits, but I did think that was flattering. It was a little bit more conservative. Like it was almost a little bit high neck. It was long sleeves and it was long. I thought it was a very like
Yeah.
appropriate. Very classy. I thought she looked good. I to be honest, it was something I would wear. I thought she looked good in it as well.
Okay. Nice.
She Okay. I guess I didn't
to say I'm sorry. So I disagree. Two of you like it. That's good.
No, actually no. One likes it. One's indifferent. I like the hairstyle. That's the only thing I remember.
Oh,
that's
I don't
it.
Know if I just remember it, but I liked it. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on from her outfit.
Let's move on now. Candle making class. So Katie and Tamara bring their daughters over to, I guess, meet. Or did they meet?
No, they'd already met before. Okay, they've already, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought. So they must have hit it off because they're hanging out again.
Yeah.
And it kind of seems like they share some similar views when it comes to relationships.
Yeah.
And Katie and Tamara were both a little bit concerned that maybe they kind of learned those hesitations on relationships through their marriages.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, obviously sad, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least they learned it now. You know, they're more hesitant, but maybe that will give them the ability to choose better partners.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, possibly. Awesome. It's tough for them. Like, I mean, you know, and like Tamara's kid, like they were very young when she started doing the thing, you know, and like, again, this is my opinion. You know, had she not done the show, they probably would still be together.
I think a lot of the marriages break up.
You know what I mean? So. These shows, for some reason, something fucking goes haywire in their fucking brain, some of them. And they just fucking lose it. It's like, I'm like, for me, I feel like it's maybe it's the fame goes to their head and they just, you know, now it's like, I don't know. It's just something now I'm not going to tolerate. Now I want to do this. And now I want, you know, it's like, yeah, I don't know, something. But I feel bad for the kids because they were young and it's obviously a big turmoil in their lives in all aspects and probably not just those two because obviously others are affected from it too, right?
No, probably for a lot of the kids, they see their moms or dads on the show. A lot of the relationships break up because of the show.
Yeah.
I can only imagine how it affects children being.
Yeah.
Well, and then you got your mother talking like a fucking idiot about giving, you know, well, it's better when Katie was giving the example of the COVID. Well, it's better giving COVID better than an STD. And I'm like, oh my God, can you use another example of a, like, you know, like what are you doing? Like,
Tamara's just an idiot. She's just like, she's trash.
Yeah.
Tamara's trash. She's trash. Like her core is fucking rotten. Low down trash. Like she's just.
I thought that was a weird comment. Yeah.
To the children.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Like, my God. Like, you know, like we could all joke around or we're all adults or whatever. But when you get with kids, like, back off.
There's certain things like you just don't cross, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In front of like a teenage girl that's super. Mm-hmm.
That's already kind of vulnerable, anyways.
Yeah. Give them extra to think about and worry about. Like they haven't already, but you know what I mean? She's just fucking trashy.
We see the Dos Amigas, not the Tres Amigas anymore. They hit up St. Louis. They're like two hot messes. They kept
They are.
Totally.
Like a fucking slapstick comedy between the two of them. Or
I
wannabe
know.
Slapstick fucking comedy.
I thought
like they're just like, I mean, I can't fathom paying money to see that fucking sloppy show.
Right. It looked like a terrible show, honestly.
Yeah.
And they kept comparing themselves to Adele. They're like, oh, we're selling out tickets faster than Adele. And then I don't know if it was Vicky or Shannon who said, I just saw Adele. And she slingshot a t-shirt into the crowd. No one got hurt. So, you know, we're going to do that too. And watching the two of them trying to figure out that slingshot was hilarious.
They're messy. Idiots. They're both very messy.
Idiots.
They are messy. Oh my God.
Yeah, they're both idiots.
Anyway, we don't have to spend too much time talking about them because... to a little bit more of a serious conversation.
Yeah, that was
And
sad.
that was a conversation between Jen and her son Dawson. So I guess, I mean, you know, he's having some issues. I mean, fair enough, you know, his split up. He's been, you know, brought into a new person's house. And it sounds like Jen wasn't as strict with him before. You know, now just because she's going through different things in her life, she is, you know, obviously she's trying to lead him on the right path, but many changes for him. So he's really struggling. And she kind of talked about it at that coffee date as well. That was a really hard conversation to watch. Totally.
Yeah, that's hard. That's sad.
For sure. And then, when it's hard. And I can kind of relate to Dawson more than I can.
Yeah, for sure. Well, he's the one who's having to put up with all the fucking changes that she's making these decisions with, right?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? She's moving into a new guy's place. We don't, like, I don't know really the whole thing of what happened between her and her hubby. Like, well, except for, I mean, we do know that there was an affair or whatever, right? Is that correct, right? Am I mixing her up?
There was some sort of affair.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, it's hard for him, like, now they've split, and then, okay, his dad is with somebody and blah, blah, blah. But she's, you know, like on this show and living with this guy. And now he's in a turmoil to have to put up with this new guy's rules in his house. And I get it, his house, his rules. But at the same time, you know, like it's hard for the kid. Because he didn't ask for that. He's been thrown into this situation. And if he was used to being less rules imposed in the past, then you can't really make him do things just because you need to make your situation living with your new guy happy. You know what I mean? Like she should, again, the boils down to, because this is really fucking irks me, raise your fucking kid first, so to speak, and then fucking take time for yourself. You know what I mean? But your priority should be your fucking kid. And it doesn't matter, because I understand her situation. I understand when she says, you know, the schooling is important. 100%. I agree 100%, because I have a similar thing, not like her, but had I been guided correctly when I was younger to, you know, take a different route in school and stuff, you know, I would have been, you know, different things could happen if you encounter shitty potholes on the road that you're on, right? So to speak, you know what I mean?
Totally.
And so, like, I get it. The school is fucking number one priority to embed in your kid's head for certain things and to try and keep them safe and on the right path, right? But having said that, you can't, you know, like have this new life with this new beau all of a sudden, you know, like, and then just change your kid's world that now he's, I don't know. I feel bad for him. I like Jen. But like in this situation, I think Jen should focus on her kid, figure out how to do her own bills and shit, if that's the case. Or let him go and stay with his dad. So like, whatever, because that's what's happening, right?
I think that is the path going forward. He's going to stay with dad, even though it's a one bedroom, but I mean, they're going to try to make it work.
Yeah.
The reason why I can kind of relate to Dawson a little bit more is because I had my parents split up, and then the divorce is easy as the child, like that's fine. But then having the new people come into your life, that's something that I struggled with a lot because they're not really, and especially as an adult too, because they're not coming into your life when you're a kid and then they've got a role in your life. They just come in and, you know, your parent is, you know, kind of free now. They like, you don't need them as much. So they got free time. So that your relationship with their partners is very strange. And then they know, like, You probably don't like them very much, like really know how to deal with it. And then especially like a living situation is. And
Yeah.
I don't know what the
Well,
right
I think,
it, anything. Go ahead, Spice.
yeah, no, I just think that this whole scene really brings up a lot of what people are going through anyways, like a lot of families. So, I get it. Like the struggle is it's hard, right? Like to balance the kids and then try to balance this new relationship and have everybody live in harmony. And it's hard when everybody grows up together, never mind throwing new people in the mix. The only thing that I felt kind of my heartstrings kind of went for Jen was when he said, that he feels closer to his dad. And I thought, oh my God. And I think that's when her reality set in on what she did. That's just my opinion. On just seeing her face, how it kind of crumbled, right? But what do you do from that point on? Should she have done that, gotten into that relationship too early, and probably not, and for the wrong reasons, really, like because money, and then you fucked up your life, and it's nice that he offers her like a place to live with her family, but is that really the right decision? And I probably that's what she's thinking about right now. Is that really the right decision?
And really, I think it might have been her only decision at the time. And that's why, like, it just makes the situation suck even more.
It's just a shitty situation
Yeah.
for the more for the kid, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And I just really like, I just think, like just focus on your kid, like if you know what I
And
mean.
she should. You're right. And I think that's where the reality came in, is maybe that she wasn't, right? Like at that conversation, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's kind of when she's realized, shit, what have I done? Anyway, then we go to the Dos Amigos show. It starts. You know what I thought was really funny? They start off the show. Vicky goes, "I'll take a tequila shot. I'm not driving." Does like a little take, and then Shannon very quietly goes, "Well, I guess I'll have a sip."
What an
Like
idiot.
she's really not drinking anymore.
Okay, so you know what? She's still drinking, but she's no longer drinking and driving. That's what she's given up. Joke, joke.
Well, as far as we know.
Quick note, I thought it was really funny. Shannon kind of she did have to address, the DUI at the event. And she kind of touched on, her mistake of driving while drunk. And I recently was in the news because XYZ, I had a DUI, I was intoxicated and I was behind the wheel. And when she said that, there was just one drunk lady in the crowd. And she goes, "Ooh!" And the camera pans to her. I thought that was so funny. And then she kind of goes into, "Oh, it was a mistake," and da 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 da, and everyone cheers for her after. But
Because she said that she's making herself, she's correct. She almost like insinuated like she's turned a leaf and is making it like a bettering herself, which she really isn't, because she really hasn't learned from her mistake. Of that, I think
no,
it's
she hasn't
only
changed.
because she hasn't changed, and she refuses to take any kind of accountability for herself, and for even just to see, like just to stop drinking, because that is a problem with her, right? And she's been told this on more than one and two seasons. And so when you have so many people saying stuff like that to you, like look at yourself and try prove them wrong, right? Like that's how you're gonna make yourself better. Like Gina stopped drinking after her DUI and seeing what she's like in the future 20 years, right? Like what Shannon's like, remember how she referred to her? She saw what that is, and she doesn't want any
In
piece of that
the
fucking
last
mess, right? So you know what I mean? Like just like she's not bettering herself by still having a sip, because we know what her sip is, right? So.
Anyway, I thought that just that one drunk lady like clapping at like the
Yeah.
appropriate time.
Woo-hoo!
I was like, those are the people who go to the Dos Amigos
Yeah.
show. She's like, woo! She's like, knock
Rock on, Shannon. Rock on.
on, Shannon, you got your DUI. Okay. Next scene, we really go into the fireworks.
Oh my God.
Jen's fiesta party. So the first party she's throwing at her and Ryan's new place, or Ryan's place, her new place. Alexis arrives, and you know everyone's kind of settling in, and she attended the GLAAD Awards, and Heather was there, of course. So Heather says to her, you know, I wish you had a brought Jean there because you know he's so supportive of you. Da, 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 da. And Alexis just totally has a breakdown. And I called it. She cannot deal with Jean's baggage. She's going on, I guess she lost her mother too. And she's dealing with all these different things in her life. But then, you know, she gets into this relationship with Jean. And it's not all sunshine and rainbows. He's got serious baggage. He's not ready for a relationship. So she just comes in like guns blazing, like tearing up, all this kind of stuff. Emma and Tamra hide in the house. They've like totally had enough about her. What did they call her? A kook.
What did they call her? Yeah, they did. They called her a
Wackadoodle? Was it Wackadoodle?
wackadoodle.
Wackadoodle. Yeah, they kept calling her the Wackadoodle. They were hiding.
Perfect word. It's perfect for her. She is
Yeah,
a
it is.
wackadoodle. She
Yeah,
is.
to be honest, when they said that, it's like, yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
They start playing this little Jenga game. They all have to write a truth and a dare on there. What
Okay,
did
can I
you
stop you right there?
Yeah, can I stop too right there and go back to Alexis for a minute?
Oh, you want to
Sorry,
go back
go
to
ahead,
Alexis?
Spice. Go ahead, Spice. What are you
I
going to
was going
say?
to talk about the Jenga game, but you're going back. So go
No,
back
I'm
to
going
Alexis.
back
Alexis
because
first.
I'm thinking, like, was it just me who missed this? Because I didn't really fucking get what it were. Like, this is how fucking wackadoodly she is. She came in there, guns a-blazing, like once she, you know, looked like she was going to have a breakdown, didn't know what was going to happen. And Heather's like, just give her a minute. She likes to compose herself to be able to speak. And the next thing you know, it shuts down. She leaves, touches up her makeup, and comes back and is all ready to have fun. Like, what
Because
was the big thing she was
she's
talking
a
about?
wackadoodle. She's a wackadoodle,
But did
that's
I
why.
miss something? Because I thought she was going to say something more, and then there was nothing.
No, she's just overwhelmed about John and Shannon. And it's really because John is not in a position where he can have a normal adult relationship right now. He
No,
shouldn't
he's
be in
not,
a
but neither
relationship.
is she. They're both wackadoodles.
Oh, the other thing that went on in her life, so her mom passed away, I think, and then she got divorced too. That's what she said. I got divorced, my mom passed, and now I have to deal with John and his baggage with his ex. That's
Okay,
what it
so
was.
that's the whole.
So
Okay,
it's just
okay.
it was all hitting her, I guess.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe she had a bad day and she just couldn't keep it in and pretend, oh, I'm so happy with John. Life is so good. I'm the best. Da 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 da.
Then
Something.
she did
Yeah.
pretend, but then she did pretend because she went
And
on and put Jen's makeup on and then turned around
came back
and
out like everything was good. Yeah,
Exactly.
it didn't make sense to me.
No,
Was
because she
too
doesn't make
happy
sense.
though.
Anyway, the Jenga game. What did you want to say, Spice?
Don't ever invite me to a Jenga game like that. That's all I'm gonna say. If you make a Jenga game and you make up truth or dare questions, I'm not playing. If you guys make stuff up like that,
You're not gonna pee on the cement?
Like, how disgusting is she? Like, again,
She's
how low, how
disgusting.
kind, like, how much more trashy do you have to show yourself?
Well,
Like,
that's the one that you get and you don't actually do it. Like,
yeah,
who is
on
expecting
camera,
you to actually do it on camera too? How
on
embarrassing.
camera, and on the, like, just right there where you're sitting, you fucking pig. You fucking low-life pig. Like, that's just disgusting. She's just nasty. Like, I don't know. She's so fucking trashy. Sorry. Did you understand that I meant she's trashy?
Be honest, yeah, peeing on the cement, like you're not drunk, it's daylight. No one was really forcing you. Like that was like one that somebody writes as a joke that you're gonna get offended and not do it. Like she didn't even need any convincing.
No. No, I'm not interested
And
in games
the one she
like
wrote,
with stuff like that either,
the one
Spike.
she wrote was "Show me your butthole."
Yeah, and how like that's another one, Katie.
I know.
Like
I wanted to puke.
Katie's just wanting to fucking show that she's like all in, fun, gonna do whatever's happening. Like, fuck, who the fuck would do that? You act like you're this, respected. What is she? Golf reporter, whatever the fuck she does, and her husband too. Like you've got, the stuff, and you go and you fucking shove your ass fucking hole in somebody's face on camera. Like, don't you think that you look like a fucking idiot? Like, I don't know. I don't understand how these fucking people think on some things. Did you understand what I'm trying to express? Sorry. Yeah.
Message received.
Yeah. No, just it's just weird.
Okay, going on to a more serious note, Heather's fashion line. The basics line is only like a limited collection, so I better get on this and I better go buy some of her items right away. Or maybe I've even missed it. I don't know. But
It hasn't launched yet.
okay, good, good, good. So I'm gonna get on that and I'll report back to you.
Okay.
Okay.
And then if it's good materials and good blah blah blah, then we'll go in and we'll get the different sizes and we'll see if they do embrace everybody.
All right. And then speaking of different sizes, Emily, expresses to Heather her feelings about the show and kind of feeling singled out, having to bring her own pair of pants. She okay, and then being compared to Alexis, her exact words were, and she didn't really express herself super well in this. So I wrote down her exact words, and there, I didn't even feel good in the dress because Alexis was in the same dress. I understand what she was trying to like say. She was trying to say, she felt bad because she felt like she was being compared to Alexis and they're different sizes. So, she
Yeah.
felt a little bit self-conscious, but then Alexis took it the total
Oh, yeah,
wrong way.
opposite.
Alexis got so offended. Okay, I'm sorry, but this scene, I know it was very serious because, Emily, wasn't really feeling good and whatnot, but I was just laughing at Alexis because she got
Me
so upset
too.
by that. Oh, that was
She was
so
irate.
funny.
I loved when Emily told her to fuck off because it was like, oh my God, you're so annoying. Like, fuck off. I'm trying to make my point here and you keep, and she even said, I'm not mad at you. Like, what's wrong with you? Stop. And no, she just kept going because she's so dumb,
She
Alexis.
is. She
Yeah,
is.
like she's just so I can't believe that's what she took out of that. And she,
Yeah.
what it is she wants to make it about her, like how like she's offended too. You know what I mean? Like Emily's mad and she's mad at Heather, but she can also be mad at me too. Like she's just so weird.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
Yeah, I know she didn't.
Whack-a-doodle.
And they even tried to explain it to her too, and she's
Yeah,
like,
and she didn't get it.
oh. No, she didn't get it.
blah, blah. And Emily was so funny when she was walking out. What did she say? She's like, "You're a wackadoodle. Go fuck John Jansen again, you idiot." Like she was so like, "Oh my God, that was so funny."
Yeah, it was funny.
Okay, so I want to get your guys' opinions. Heather totally went, at first she was trying to apologize and explain a little bit, but then she totally went on defense with
Yeah.
and normally I really love Heather,
Yeah.
but she screwed up. She got a little too defensive, in my opinion.
Yeah.
She should
Yeah,
have
she should have just said sorry.
And
and
this
I
is
didn't mean
why I
it,
really like
and you
Heather
know,
so
I didn't
much.
think about it like that, and I, you know, but yeah, so she screwed up on that one, but like, I mean, she didn't know she did it, right? Like, it was
But
just.
just a sec, let's back up here a sec. The first thing is Emily shouldn't have had that conversation right there. She should have pulled Heather
No,
aside.
she should have pulled her aside.
That's how it's,
Yeah,
and
I
that's why
agree.
things went off the rails. I agree. And that's the thing I really like about Heather. She's very composed, you know, she's put under stress a
She
lot
keeps it together.
and really well. In this scene, she didn't. It wasn't the right time. Maybe if she pulled her aside separately, it would have gone a different direction, but she started it off really well, and then she got too defensive. And really, in this whole conversation, they should have just let. I think Emily really just needed to vent. She was really wasn't feeling well up after that fashion show, and like I've been in like people have asked me to model before and stuff like that, and you really do feel like. And I'm not saying this is the right thing to do, but you compare yourself to other people. Kind of what I was saying in last week's episode too. And I'm not saying that's a good thing to do. It's just something that happens. And when you're feeling so down about yourself, really, you do just kind of need to vent. And anything someone is going to say to you, it's not really going to help. And she kind of directed all of that towards Heather. And I'm not saying it's right, but Heather should have just listened more, did some like active listening rather than trying to defend herself. But I understand Heather's perspective as well, because when you feel like you're being attacked, you need to go on defense.
And I agree with that. And having said that, like, I mean, they showed again the dresses on Alexis and her, and I'll tell, like, in my opinion, Emily wore it better.
That's what I said last week. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
And
she definitely
maybe
wore it
I don't
better,
like
hands
Alexis,
down.
but and you know what? I honestly think Emily is so beautiful too. That's why I like
She is beautiful.
I really feel bad for Emily that she's
And
feeling.
she looks amazing, and you know, like, I mean, it's, yeah, and I don't think Heather did that with any intention of doing that, like, it's like total unaware about stuff, like something like that, but I
Yeah, and she
don't know.
explained too that everyone sent the sizes and she gave it to someone else.
She gave it to the person who made the stuff,
And then
right?
they just provided the outfits and she didn't think anything more about it.
I disagree with both of you.
Okay.
Totally.
Go ahead,
Totally.
Spice.
I want to hear it. Go ahead.
And I was totally on Team Heather because I thought, you know what? Because it's ridiculous. When she had no idea, you're right. Like she had no idea about the sizing because the measurement or the measurements were sent somewhere else.
Yeah, that was weird how they said that too, but go ahead, yeah.
But regardless, when the fight was happening and then they kind of panned over to Heather in the confessional, what she said was, she goes, and by the way, the dress was tight on Emily anyways, like the size. And I thought,
Say that.
she
Oh
did.
yeah, she
So
did say that.
as
Yeah,
soon
she
as she
did.
said that, everything that she said before that is nullified. So that's how she feels. She feels that Emily's right in thinking what Heather thinks as soon as she said that, because that right there just goes to show what she's thinking. So that's kind of why I disagree.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting what you're thinking she's thinking. Sorry, am I just
Well,
stupid?
what she's saying is because Emily was kind of going on and saying, well, you know, like Alexis had a size 2, you gave me a size 12, and you know, that made me feel
And then
bigger
she
or
said,
whatever.
I'm not a size 12.
Or I'm not a size 12, whatever.
But
She's talking about the
if
size.
that was a size 12, and in some designers and in some clothing
Oh, no,
lines,
I get that. I
a
get that.
size
I
12 could be
totally.
a size 8, right? So they could have
Yeah.
said whatever, but
I know, but
like,
what's
that's
the
not the
size?
point.
But
The
you know
point
what?
is,
It's
like,
not.
she
No,
looked
but
amazing.
the point of that, not so nice, is that made her feel, and that's kind of a bitchy comment,
It
really.
totally is. And you know what? So that's why it nullifies everything that she said for me before that. Because the thing is right away, because you don't have to say, oh, and by the way, like even at a size 12 or whatever it was, the dress was still tight on Emily.
Okay, yeah, that was not nice, but
so
yeah,
there you
definitely
go.
agree. Yeah, definitely agree with that.
So
The way
that's
you just,
why.
yeah, the way I just heard it again now, but
Yeah, so that's that for me. Like, and like I do, I like Heather and whatever, but
yeah.
I do think Emily has a point with this and how she was feeling. And you know what? As soon as someone says a comment like that, then that's what she was thinking, right? She was thinking that anyways. So, you know, then that makes me think, well, did she just ask her or single her out to bring her own pair of jeans because she didn't have a pair of jeans that fit her or a pair of pants or the designer didn't, or I don't know. I don't know.
Well, maybe
So that
maybe Heather said that. Maybe Heather said that in the confessional afterwards, only because she was still in defense mode. And so she was just
doesn't matter.
To say
You know what?
something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Because I would have been offended. I would have totally been offended for that. And then that way, that like this, and like I said, the thing is Emily started it off wrong because she started that conversation in front of everybody, and then
yeah.
everybody got to chime in, and like that, it wasn't going to go anywhere. Like I could
yeah.
see that right away. And then you got Dingle Nuts there, like going off, you know, getting angry and inserting herself into the argument for no reason. And so like all these things kind of are all happening at the same time. And then Heather on the defense. So like doing all of that in private would have been better. I just think that the comment that Heather made was a low one, and that's all. But you know what? I'm not going to hate her forever. I'll forgive her. Just hopefully she learns from it.
And Heather's pretty good at that. I bet you that's going to be something that is a topic at the reunion, because he does like to kind of touch on those things, because Heather is, I do believe she is a really good person. And
I do too.
I'm going to see that. And I think she's probably going to end up taking it back. And maybe that's wishful thinking because I really love Heather, but I really do believe that that might be something that does happen in the future.
Yeah.
And then going back to the pants, so she was also kind of like, why was I the only one who brought jeans? For once, you know, I would have liked her to put me in the leather pants. Fuck, I wish they put her in the leather pants, because I think Emily, like, and all the work she's put into her body right now, like, she looks like banging. Like, and I said this for last week's episode too. Could you imagine her in those leather pants? She would have looked fucking fire. She would have looked amazing.
Yeah, no, she looks amazing. And she's beautiful. She's been beautiful since she's been on, like, ever since I saw her on the show. I've always thought the same thing. She is a very beautiful woman.
No, for sure. One time I had, and then going from the sizing too, one time this like old lady asked me, like at like a clothing shop, she's like, I thought she was trying to get me sizes. And she asked me, she's like, oh, what size are you? And I'm like, oh, because I'm very small.
XXS.
I said, I'm probably just like whatever the like smallest size is usually, typically. And then the woman said to me, she's like, oh, I'm really glad that you said that rather than giving me one of the number sizes, because I think that's like one of the worst things that they ever did for women was like assigning everyone a size to your body. And I never really thought about that. I just always like my insecurity was that I was smaller than everyone else. And then people would make fun of me for that and stuff like that when I was younger. But and that's not something that I typically have a lot of like experience with, but a lot of my friends do, in you know, feeling like they're bigger, you know, whatever, not liking certain aspects of their body. So it never really was something that ever registered in my mind until that woman said that to me. She said, I'm really glad you didn't assign like a number to your body, because that's like one of the most terrible things that they ever did to women. And then, you know, seeing this, and then like those kind of words always kind of stuck with me a little bit. Man, we really shouldn't do that to ourselves. And then seeing this, not that, you know, Emily looking this way and Alexis looking that way. Like, in my opinion, Emily looked better than Alexis in that
Yeah,
dress.
she did. She did,
So I don't
100%.
think, but then Emily didn't feel that way because
Yeah.
she was assigned this number.
And that's too bad. And that's why last week. Sorry,
And
go
then
ahead.
going back to those numbers, being assigned those numbers, and
Yeah.
it really isn't a fair comparison
Yeah.
because I thought Emily looked beautiful, and that's all
So
I would.
then how would you say the sizes? You mean small, medium, large? Is that what is the
Well, I
better
don't
way?
know, even that, because people might
But
be
then
offended
how,
at
yeah, fair,
that,
fair.
but even just that woman said to me, like, it just really isn't fair that, we assign these
Yeah.
categories to ourselves, and that represents our bodies,
Yeah.
because it makes people feel bad and it makes
Yeah,
people
for sure. Well,
but
no,
you
but having
people
said that, there is
don't.
some cuts that fit better than others. So some cuts, like an
No, but
eight, for example, might be a six and something else, because you think, oh, I'm an eight, but then it doesn't fit because it's like a six and something else. You know what I mean? Like stuff
I know,
like
but
that
not so nice
can happen.
having that number assigned to you
Yeah.
makes people feel bad.
Yeah, I get it.
And that's kind of what happened to
To
Emily.
Emily. No, I get it. And that's why last week I said, the last episode, I said, I hope that she goes back, like goes moving forward. I hope when she sees and hope she does watch the show, because I'm sure they all do, and sees herself and really sees, like, holy fuck, I look amazing. Like, because she did. And I hope that she realizes that in looking back on that episode.
I
Because
know.
she
You
really
know
did.
what? Sometimes I look back at pictures of myself and I'll be like, oh, I remember taking this picture and I remember I felt so bad about myself. And then I look back at it a few years later and I think, oh my
And
God, I
what it
look
was
really
then.
good. Why
Yeah.
would I, like, I wish I enjoyed myself then. And I wish I, like,
Yeah.
in that moment thought, like, man, I look so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, and
Yeah.
Emily realizes that, and then I hope she looks at
I
herself.
feel like that every time I look at a picture of myself.
Oh, but the thing is,
Mostly not good, right? Because
you
it's
should
like,
feel
oh, I
that
wish
way
I
in your
looked
life.
better. You know what I mean? So growing up, I know I always felt like, oh, you know what I mean? So I get it. I get what you mean that she's feeling. Because, you know, like same, like, you know, sometimes you see people and you think, fuck, oh, they look so nice. They look so good. And it's like, you know, don't think that about yourself, right?
No, it's the comparison. It really isn't fair. And I
Yeah.
think we all do it. We're all guilty of it.
Yeah, true.
What about the
No.
broken bird comment? Who said that? The broken bird comment. I wrote it down and then I thought it was funny, but I
Wasn't
can't.
that Alexis who said, she no, the broken, no.
Gonna
It
have to
wasn't
watch the
Gina,
end.
was it? No, it wasn't.
What was the broken bird comment? Was it about Alexis?
I think it was about Alexis. I think
Oh,
it.
the broken bird.
I'll have to watch that again. But anyways, no, I have nothing to add.
No, not me either. I just, yeah. Emily, I was also like, what the fuck? Because it was extreme, that ending, right?
Yeah.
Alexis, I've got idiot.
I mean, Emily was very upset, but I thought it was very entertaining when she was leaving.
Oh, totally.
I liked it. I
Yeah.
was like literally cracking up when I was watching that. Anyway, this week's golden question. I know Spice said don't ever invite us to one of these parties, but what truth or dare would you write on a Jenga block?
Start us off, sugar. Get us working.
Yeah, get us thinking, because I'm like, I
I
don't even
wish
know
I
what
could
I would
think
fucking
as
ask.
something as funny as take your pants off and pee in the yard, because what a like fucked up thing to write.
Yeah, that's just like stupid.
That's like a drunk high schooler writing that. Like that, like so like a grown
Yeah,
woman.
man, I want to see you pee on
Children.
the girl. Like,
You have children and you write that?
yeah,
My
it's
God.
just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It was probably Tamara who wrote it herself. Who wrote it?
Alexis.
Oh, Alexis wrote it. I couldn't
Yeah.
remember who wrote it.
And I don't know. I think we've got some big shoes to fill here with
Yeah, I'm
all
drawing a blank.
the shit they wrote on those Shringa blocks. But I think what I would write, okay, I'm probably gonna put a couple in into the Jenga pile. And I'm just looking out my window right now at the casino. So I'm gonna say, what's the most amount of money you've ever spent on something that you're embarrassed by? 'Cause if you go to the casino and you spend a bunch of money, I think that's pretty embarrassing. Like,
Embarrassing. Yeah.
I actually don't like to go to the casino at all because I don't really like gambling at all.
I'm not a gambler, but I'm not a gambler, but I don't mind going once in a while, and like I usually have my limit. Like usually it's $20, lose it and then fuck off because I'm not giving you any more, because I always think the house always wins, right? And in the casinos, right? But I've played up to $50 before. But in all truth, that's the one place that I've gone for dancing since I'm older. So I do like going to the casino, but strictly for
For
dancing,
gambling.
but not for gambling. No, I'd rather spend my money on a good meal or something I can keep, or like
A
definitely
memory.
a meal, like I'm definitely a meal or a memory or like something that I can use, whatever, versus just chucking my money at them saying, here, take my money. Here, take some more.
The few times that I've gone to the casino, I've got a limit of $60. That will last me several hours. The best I ever walked away with was $300 at the blackjack table. That's where I
Nice.
always go. But once I start, if I go to $40, I just cash out and I leave. I'm
Yeah,
very
40 is like, and I don't do it very often, so like I'm not.
reserved. If I go in with 60, I make 300. I'm happy. I don't need more than that. It's
Exactly.
not just money that I like.
Exactly.
I don't
Exactly.
care.
I would be the same,
That's
because
fine for me.
I'd
Some
rather
people
just take it and
want
run.
to get to 1,000 or whatever. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not gonna get the casino. Never. With the amount of times I go, I've gone maybe a handful of times in my life. Not much. It's just
See, and
because
I
I
like the casino. I
she
do.
does. Oh
I do. Oh
yeah. And
yeah.
I up my amount sometimes because of Spice, only because, she gets like, oh yeah, look at the shiny
Listen.
one. Look at the noises. Which one do you
Didn't but
like?
didn't we
Like,
win? Didn't we win
we
not so
won a
nice?
few times. Yeah, we
Yeah, we
won a
did.
few times.
But not
And
anything huge.
sometimes nothing in big, but but sometimes we've lost, right? So it's
Oh
like, and I
But
don't mind because
usually,
we don't do that very often, so I'm okay with that. And the icing on that is that we were dancing. So, that was the okay, yeah, I'll throw out $40. It's like an entrance fee to just have a good time, right? Because I'm there for the dancing, right? So
I
yeah.
just have a quick question. Do you ladies play the slot machine?
Yeah.
Love the slots.
So, do you have that card that you like game on? So, if you do that and you go to the high-end casino downtown, they have raffles for Bentleys. So, get all your points whenever you go onto that card, and then you can enter into the raffle. And you never know, you might win a Bentley. But in our city, we've got a lot of people who
Who
go to
do
the
this?
casino. So
Yeah.
it's a big draw,
But
but you
don't you have to
never know.
be there? Don't you have to be there to win it?
No, you use your points to like
To
enter your
enter it?
game.
Because they also have, because I have some other friends that I know used to go to the casino a lot of times. And sometimes they have, and Spice, you can probably confirm this, certain days they have that if you're there between, like, and they've sent emails to me too. If you're there between on Sunday, between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m., there's an extra chance to win $5,000. They just like draw a number or something. Can you add to that, Spice? Am I like along that lines?
I
Why
think so.
would you go to
The
the
casino.
Yeah, I think so.
Huh?
But you have to be there. You have to
5,000?
go
You
up
have
and
to be
yeah,
there.
you have to be
Shut
there.
up. Just go hang out.
You have to be
Go
there,
have a
and
drink.
it's only a short period of time that they do that, and you
perfect. And I don't want to.
I don't know if it's a paper you enter. I don't know if it's something that you fill in when you're there and you have to be there. But I've heard of that. I've
been to the casino with you too when Jalapeno was in town.
Yes.
I've gone to the casino before together.
Jalapeno with little jalapeno.
Jalapeno. All right. Okay, that's mine. I'll think of some more too. What do you guys have any ideas of what you'd write on a Jenga block?
Really? No, nothing. And not
it'd be a boring Jenga party with me and you. Not so
What's
nice.
That? What?
It would be a boring Jenga party with me
Ladies,
and you.
Ladies.
Fuck that. Jenga is fun. I'll play Jenga. It doesn't have to be anything written on there. I like to see it come crashing down somebody else's move, not mine. And I do like Jenga. I've played it a few times. Regular
Ladies,
Jenga.
I'm going to have to come up with some crazy ideas for a Jenga party. Come on. You got to think of some. Here, I'll think of some too. Oh, okay.
How many cashews can you stuff up your nose?
I would never do that.
Okay, actually, I have a
dare
funny
somebody
story
to do
about
that.
This. I have a funny story about this. This lady, I went to right out of high school. I went to aesthetic school, and this lady I went to school, she was hilarious, and she had this little daughter, and she was so cute, like this silly, cute little like chubby girl, and she came to school one day. She's like, oh, I was so stressed out. You know, I was working this weekend and my husband was watching my daughter. And I went, oh, okay. And she was, yeah, you won't believe I came home. She had a fever. And I'm like, oh my God, what the heck? She was, yeah. So when my husband wasn't looking, she shoved a cashew up her nose. And it had been there all day. And I had to take her to the emergency room.
And have it removed.
It was all day. We were trying to figure out what was going on. And I saw her going. And I went, show me your nose. And the doctor was there. And I saw the cashew stuck up her nose. So don't shove it too far up there because you'll get a fever.
Okay, well there you go. I don't even know how I came up with that. I looked over, actually there's some cashews on the counter, and that's what I thought.
See,
of
that's
why
what I had to
I
do.
I remember being a kid and being sick. I don't know if it was chicken pox or something, and I remember being in the room because my little brother was also, we had this, and I remember, and I don't know why, but we had Tic Tacs, and I said, why don't you shove them up your nose? And he did. I don't remember what happened with them. But
I don't know. When you're a kid, like, it's just, like, such a funny
things.
Thought. Like,
and my niece shoved gum up her nose, I think it was. Gum up her nose. Yeah, I had to go and have it removed at the hospital.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, my thing was flushing things down the toilet. So my parents, they did a one of those timeshare things to get a free vacation. And they did that up at there's like their ski town that's about 2 hours away from where we live.
Uh-huh.
And they took us there, and it took me about 2 minutes into checking into the hotel room. And I had flushed a bunch of shampoo and conditioner down the toilet.
Holy
it
shit.
Started flooding and all this shit. And my dad always tells this story when we were going to check out. So they obviously moved us into a different room. And when we were going to check out, they saw these people with, they had to remove the toilet. They're like, oh yeah, there's something stuck in here. We got to snake it out. Da, 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 da. And he thought it was like the funniest story ever. Like I walked out of the bathroom, you hear a flush, and I walk out like,
da, 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 da. Nothing
da, da,
going
da,
on in
this
there.
This place is great.
This is a nice place.
And I used to, I don't remember doing that, but I remember like as a kid, like flushing, I would steal coins from my dad and I would flush them down the toilet. And I just thought.
Just throwing the money away.
It was great. Like, oh, look what I did.
You were flushing them down the toilet. I was fucking lifting couch pillows to search for coins.
My dad would leave them on the counter for me, and I would.
No, my dad would drop them from his pockets and then cracks of the fucking cushions of the couches, man.
Yeah, you know what, Sandra? That was the game that we played when we were kids. I guess the scrounge
that
game.
Was it.
The scrounge game. Yeah.
All right.
Check the telephones.
Yeah.
You're like the homeless people. They broke all those parking meters by trying to fish out those coins.
Oh my God.
No, we just stuck our finger in because it would there would be money. Sometimes the money would fall back through the quarter for the call. So if there was a lot of payphones, you always checked. We were kids. We were broke. What the fuck? you had to pick a few plums, grab a few donuts, and run.
All right. Oh, not so nice. It's your turn. What are you writing on your Jenga block?
What am I? Oh, fuck. We're still there. We're still trying to do this. I thought we were going to call it a night, seeing that it's a very difficult. I have no idea. Would you dare? What would you dare? Or what truth? I dare
I
you.
One.
I dare. Spice, take a crack at it first.
I already did.
You already went.
Oh, take another crack.
I'll try to think of some too, just to have multiple.
Obviously, we're really shitty at this game.
Yeah. But I'm good at the other one. I'm good at the other one. What's it called? A taboo. I'm good at taboo. What truth? I don't know.
I've got one. I dare you to.
Are you talking to me or Spice?
No, like this is just one that I'm
oh,
gonna
in general.
Write on a
okay.
Jenga one. But you can do it if you want.
Well, we'll see what the dare is.
I dare you to show the last photo you have on your phone. And sometimes they're very funny. I like doing these, actually. This isn't like a big one, but like I'll show you mine right now. This is me earlier. It's actually a video. The last photo I have is a work thing, but the last thing I have on my camera roll is a video. I went out earlier. I was telling you both about this earlier. I went out and sat on my patio earlier, and my cat was just dying to get out with me. And it's very cute. This isn't very embarrassing. It's just a cute, silly one.
Cute. Well, the last photo I have on mine is a picture that I saw, I guess, on Instagram, I think, of Positano, because it looked like a very beautiful picture of Positano.
Screenshot. Let's see it.
How am I going to show it to you?
Show the screen.
Can you see it?
Show a little bit over. No, other way. Other way. Other way. Down. Down. You can tell I'm the Gen Z, and not so nice is the... Are you a boomer? No.
I don't know what we are. What are we? We're Gen Z. We're Gen Z.
You're not Gen Z.
No, we're Gen X. We're Gen X.
And you see the picture yet or what?
You're not doing a great job. Not so nice. Point
well,
it
where's
at
the fucking camera?
There. This is good. This is good. A little bit lower. Slightly lower. Yeah, that looks beautiful. Yeah.
Let me see it again.
Can you see it? It's still in the same spot. She said that she could see it.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Plus, very nice.
And then the picture before that is this.
Is that a poke bowl? Oh, you yeah. bought that for me. Yeah, the poke. Yeah.
The frozen poke.
Those are really
at Costco.
Good.
Spice. And I sent you guys the last picture that was last night. I was walking by. You're gonna look at the place where the Serbian priest lives in Novi Sad, the city that we're in.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's his house. Beautiful.
That's his house?
That's his house.
Wow,
yeah. In the middle. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Fuck.
Very beautiful.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Nice to have a house like that, right?
What?
I would
I
live
have
there.
a house like that.
Yeah.
I'd live there, no problem. Oh, the second last photo I got, I bought a French clip, and basically it's just like a little tong, but you like wrap your hair around it. But doesn't that look like a cute hairstyle?
That's
Yeah, it
really
does.
cute.
And that's just like twisting my hair, sticking the pin in it. It's called a
Very
French
cute.
clip.
Oh, and this was for my car. Hang on, I'll show you another one. One more. This was
Let's
for
do it.
that in the morning. This was kind of neat. This was what our barista made on our coffee. It's like a Pegasus or something.
Oh, you're
Cool.
kidding.
What kind
Oh,
of coffee is that?
that's a
It was a
griffin.
cappuccino. What
Is it
kind
a
of
griffin?
coffee? Is
That's
that
a
what it is?
griffin.
Yeah, it's like a griffin comes up.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
I thought so too. Yeah,
Hey.
very cool. What kind of coffee is that?
Cappuccino.
Chino. Hey, that was a good dare. Show a photo and then we get into it. Yeah, that was a fun one. Okay. Not so nice. We're still waiting for you.
Well,
We're not gonna let you go.
fuck me. I don't, truth or dare, fuck.
Think of something
Google it.
funny.
What? Google it. Truth or dare questions. Okay. I'm trying to think, like, what would. Questions. Hey, they got a thing for that. Is that where you got yours? Have you ever lied to someone in this room? Have you ever lied to someone in this room?
See, I told you Google's a good one. Have you?
Uh-oh. We're all in trouble.
Possibly a little white lie here and there, yes. How often do you wash your sheets? 2 to 3 weeks sometimes, to be honest.
What? No, I have clean sheet day and I make a big deal of it. And I
Yeah,
make
I tried
my
2 weeks, but
boyfriend.
sometimes I've gone over, I'll be honest.
So I have clean sheet day in my house and then I make a big deal of it and then we have to wear clean clothes. And we have to shower
Absolutely.
and wash our hair too, because then when you get into the clean sheets and they're so crisp and they feel so
Yeah, I
nice,
know. I like those
it
first 4 days, like Oprah said.
smells so good. No, I can't. I have to do at least a week, like minimum.
Yeah.
I can't do 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I
it's I
get
do 2 weeks, but I've gone like a little a few over that, like a few
but
days
you
over
know what?
that.
I have to say,
But
not
having
so
said that,
nice.
I do like what?
Not so nice sleeps like a mummy.
I
Like,
do.
do
I
you?
don't
I've seen that.
I don't move them like and I shower in the evening, so I feel like I'm getting in clean. So it's like okay, a few days extra is not a big deal, but having said that, I do like that crisp feeling those first few days. So yeah, I should up my game and go
Yes.
to once a week.
Oh, it's so nice.
Okay, I just was Googling those truth or dare questions, and this one makes me laugh. It's a spicy question. That's why it was a
Oh.
spicy one. It says the first question is, what do you love most about my body?
I love most about your
No, you
body?
don't, you, not me. No, I'm just talking about the question in general. Don't talk about me. It's all good.
You know what, Spice? I've got my answer for you.
Oh, no.
Want me to say it, or is it going to make you blush?
It's gonna make me blush if you say my
Well, it's
boobies.
your money maker. It's your toes.
Yeah, we get any offers on that?
Oh my God, my toes. Yeah. No, unfortunately, I don't think we have any offers on that. But
Know, to
yeah,
make
that's.
you feel better, honestly, I'm thinking about investing in some toe spacers because
For
I'm
doing your
starting.
nails,
I
you mean?
no for wearing in my shoes. I was
Oh.
a dancer all my life. When I was 2 years old, I started Highland dancing and then I did ballet. I did point ballet up until I was about 18. And my toes are a little bit crisscrossed and I'm starting to pay the price now. So, and I'm only 26. So I'm, don't worry.
So I don't understand those big toe spacers that people use for doing their toenails, those
No,
big
it's not
styrofoam
like
things.
those. It's like
Fuck, you need a size 10 shoe to put tall spacers. I'm thinking, what the fuck?
Clown shoes all day.
Okay, can we just get one thing straight? That's my size.
I'm sorry. I rolled spice by accident. I chose the number 10.
Do you see what happens when we talk about numbers?
Yeah, we shouldn't talk about numbers, but just to make you feel better, Spice, my sister is a size 11 and a half. Same size as my boyfriend. They can share.
Oh, shit.
No. So you put, like, there's these little silicone things, and you put them literally in between your toes, like when you're wearing shoes, when you go out to walk all day.
Huh. But then doesn't the shoe need to be bigger to accommodate those?
It needs to be slightly bigger. Like, you should wear, like, when you're wearing joggers and stuff like that, because a lot of the shoes we wear as women are pointy toe shoes. Those are really bad for your feet and your toes. They can cause you problems in the future.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. I have problems with shoes all the time. And I wasn't a dancer.
But you, I know you wore a lot of high heels. You
yeah, I did. I did. Yeah, I did. But that was before having a child. And then
you can't run around.
How stupid would it be for me to be walking around in heels and it's like with a child? And it's like, no, lose the fucking heels and down to flats and runners and whatever. And I, having said that, I feel like once I had adjusted to that, there was no fucking going back to heels. It was just, I couldn't do it. And I've done it on occasion, and it's just, yeah, I know people who have worn shoes that are like killing them. Like, and I, like, my first question to them, why would you buy those shoes when you know you're going to be on your feet at a wedding all day long? Well, because they just look good. It's like, but you can't fucking move in them.
But
what's the point?
Did you see that little interview with Celine Dion?
Yeah, that she makes it work. I know you're like that, Spice. I'm not. I have to be comfortable.
Celine Dion.
I have to be comfortable. There's no way in fucking hell. And this is why I wear the boots with stuff a lot of times now, because in a boot, I can wear a regular fucking sock and just in a flat boot and like a high boot, whatever, you know what I mean? And yeah, so that's what I usually wear now, because, or even a small boot if it has to be with a bit of a heel. And a sock underneath it, because there's no way in hell I would put those fucking heels that I've seen in stores and, you know, like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm, I don't have any kids and I barely ever wear heels. I try to wear them like now more often just to be more dressy.
Yeah.
After going to Europe and seeing the fashion.
Yeah.
North America, we're very casual, so
I'm
very much like a sneakers girl, and but I don't blame you after having a kid, like running after a little kid all day, like no. Heels, no.
You have a kid, first thing you do is change the shoes to comfy so that you can move quickly, put the hair back in a bun or a ponytail, and you're
a
done.
A lot of people end up cutting their hair short with kids because they just
no, I never cut it
onto
short,
their
but...
hair.
No, I've never cut it short, but I always had it because I would always be kissing him. So I didn't like my hair going in his face. I didn't like that. So it was always pulled back.
Yeah,
for the longest time, right?
The kids will yank your hair a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still don't have anything really for truth or dare question. I'm really
You
like,
did. You asked a question.
Didn't you ask a question?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah, I did. What I found on that thing. Yeah, well, it wasn't really my question, but.
What was the question again? I forget now.
Have you ever lied to someone? That was the first one.
In this room. Yeah.
In this room, yeah.
Yeah.
And then what's the, no, then there's just like weird stuff, right? Not weird, but.
I'm sure we've all told little white lies. Nothing major, though.
Yeah, nothing major.
Anyway, Does anyone else have some last minute truth or dares that they want to wow everyone with? Not
No,
loud.
I like to keep those secrets close to my heart.
Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
Thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.